It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. As president of the historic Manheim Park Association, Sandra Hayes has been witness to exciting changes in the 32-square-block neighborhood nestled between Troost and the Paseo and 39th and Brush Creek Boulevard. She's back with us today to share the latest news from her community. And Sandra, so good to have you here. Welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. It's good to be with you.
We spoke about one major undertaking on a previous visit. That's the renovation of the Bancroft School. Work was underway to convert the former elementary school to housing. You were recently there when the ribbon was cut for all this. Who was there and what happened?
What an amazing, exciting day that was.
Wow.
Our mayor, Sly James, was there. Our Congressman Cleaver was there.
Wow.
Our past president, Rodney Knott, was in attendance there. We had all of our partners that helped put that project together. And we had our neighbors. We had the city, the community. And so it was a very exciting, thrilling time.
So Saturday, November 9th, right?
Yes, it was Saturday, November 9th.
And the ribbon was cut, meaning the thing is open or construction was beginning?
Well, the ribbon cutting means to us that the project is just about finished. And we're really excited about that. We had an opportunity to tour it and saw those beautiful, beautiful 18-foot ceilings in the apartments. We believe that the first residents will be in there on December 10th. And so that ribbon cutting was very exciting because that was a 5-year project in the making. It took 5 years to get to that point.
And again, this is one of those projects where a former elementary school, a former public school, was converted into housing for who's going to live there?
Yes. That is affordable living. And as long as you meet the income requirements, you can apply to live there. So it's not restricted to just seniors or any population. It's folks that want to be part of our neighborhood.
18-foot ceilings, that sounds pretty nice.
It's gorgeous. You'll have to come by.
Yeah. Describe it to us. What else does it look like? What's the new facility?
The facility, look like? They were able to keep a lot of the original floors. So we have beautiful floors. There are 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms. A lot of Gothic 18-foot ceilings. They look like lofts, really.
Wow.
In the condos that are on the actual site of the school, that's the new construction. So we'll have new condos there as well. So they're very beautiful.
So 29 apartments, if I understand correctly.
Right. 29 apartments within the school. And then there's condos. The rest of it are condos on the site. There's a total of 50 units.
And what kind of impact, Sandra, is this going to make on your neighborhood? How does this change the math of your community?
Well, first of all, we expect roughly between 150, maybe 200 new residents in our neighborhood. And, you know, projects like this have been built all over the United States. But when the Bancroft opens their doors, it's going to transform lives because we have a community space on the bottom with a lot of amenities there.
So folks can go use it then?
There'll
be neighborhood residents
absolutely
showing up and using the space?
Absolutely. It's not just for our residents. Truman Medical Center will have a revolving clinic there. Central Patrol will have an office there. Our Historic Manheim Park Association will have an office there.
Wow.
We have a gymnasium. We have space to start doing job training. So it's a space for the entire community. That's why we're so excited.
How is this going to change the lives of the residents around there? And how is this going to change the culture of Manheim?
The lives of our neighborhoods are going to change because when we started talking about this project 5 years ago, Rodney Knott and his team started this whole conversation 5 years ago as to, can we do something with this school? And because of all the partners that found the way, hope was regenerated. Hope was restored. Hope became the theme in that neighborhood. So now our residents, even with the construction strike, they've been able to put our residents to work. Some of these guys earn $23 an hour.
They're working in the neighborhood.
Yes, they live in the neighborhood. They can walk to work. And they're working right there at the Bancroft. That's uplifting humanity. That's transforming lives because people can start to build their lives back.
And neighbors will be working and having fun side by side in the basement facility that you're describing here, it sounds
absolutely
like.
Absolutely. And the other important thing about this whole project, Straub Construction worked with the developer, Delmark, and they made a way for men to come to work. They may not have had that opportunity because of past experiences. They were able to work with our neighborhoods to get them back to work.
Now, you just were reelected this past spring to one more term as association president. So I have to tell you, Sandra, I was a little surprised to learn that you have announced that you'll be stepping down in December. You know, why? Because you've been so passionate about getting this neighborhood back on its feet again.
Well, I'm still passionate about this neighborhood.
I can tell.
I'm going to still.
It's coming right across here on the radio.
I'm going to advocate for Manheim Park. Manheim Park is a neighborhood that's on a solid path for regeneration.
And you're stepping down, though. Why?
I'm stepping down so I can get into a position where I can teach, coach, and train other leaders in the rest of the urban core. I'm going to be traveling next year. I'm going to be speaking. And so I need an opportunity to step down so the team that's in place can continue the path that the neighborhood's on.
What else do you see yourself doing in the future?
In the future, I'm going to still be a community activist. I'll be doing some teaching, coaching, and training. I'm going to be speaking. As a matter of fact, I'm going to Hawaii in January to speak for a women's retreat. We're going to talk about courage and tenacity and getting things done.
Well, I have a lot to say about that, so why don't you have me come with you, Hawaii in January? That
you
sounds
know
pretty
what?
Good.
It's going to be all women there, so you might enjoy it.
That's Sandra Hayes. She is the outgoing president of the Historic Manheim Park Association. Sandra, always good to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. More information about all of our broadcasts, just go to kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date.